Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. The feet. Well, we've had the heart, we've had the life, we've had the mouth, we've had the eyes, and we come to the feet. The feet! I'm sure that's the reaction of many people. I think most of us pay little attention to the foot. We don't think much about our feet, we don't pay much attention to them. No, my friend, the feet are very, very important. Ephesians 6 has got something about the feet, and so is Proverbs 4, 26 to 27. Well, look ahead, verse 25. That was what we were told. Keep your eyes looking straight ahead. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. But in the same breath, make level paths, or consider, think about your feet, make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Proverbs 4, 26 to 27. Do you ever think about your feet, my friend? Where are you placing them? What path are you walking on? Which direction are you going? What progress are you making? Who of us thinks about the feet? Well, let's think about them a little here now. Consider your feet. Make straight, make level your paths. How many believers seem to delight in walking in muddy paths and crooked paths and uneven paths and all the rest of it? We make difficulties for our feet. We wear the wrong shoes. We're not equipped for the walk that we're engaged in. Watch where you're walking. Watch where you're placing your feet. Watch what path you're on. You see, I've done some hill walking in my life. And if you take the wrong path, and it's so easy to do, taking the wrong path, you can end up miles from where you want to go. It's so easy to swerve. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. There are many alluring sirens calling us to the left or to the right. But we have to steer a level, straight direction path. Keep your feet from evil. Don't drift along. Verse 27. Keep your foot from evil. Fix your gaze straight ahead and walk on level paths. Again, it's all in the imperative. Make level. Take only. Do not swerve. Keep your foot. There's plenty of negatives too, but they're all imperatives. It's all duty. It's all responsibility. Well, we don't have that in the New Covenant. Yes, we do. The New Covenant is full of the negatives and the positives. And the negative is just as important as the positive. It doesn't just happen, you know. We don't take the right path. Oh, well, it just so happened. I've prayed about it. Well, very good. But now make level paths for your feet. Wear the right equipment on the feet. Get your foot shod properly with the gospel preparation. And keep straight on. Keep looking on. It's no good just passing it off in prayer or let go and let God. We have a duty. What you see is where you will go. If you want to walk a straight path, look right ahead across the field. Look at a mark in the hedge. Look at a signpost or something and walk to that and you'll make a straight line. If you look to your feet or you look around you, you'll wobble all over the place. When you're driving, if you look to the right or the left, you'll draw the car that way. The heart, thinking, the life, the mind, the will, all these things are important. But the feet too have their place. This is the proverb writer. What a wise man he is. My brother and sister, think about your feet today. Unbeliever, which path are you on? Is it upward or is it downward? And what's at the end of the path? There's a sweet, pleasant carpet at the moment, isn't there? But soon that carpet will give out and then it become paving slabs. They will crack. And where will you end? Where will it go in the end, into the abyss? Oh, think of the way you're walking and the path you're taking.